cousin. Well, you're off to London tomorrow, huh?
Thursday.
Go to New York tomorrow night.
Go to New York tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Boat sails.
Yeah. What's in the boat? I'll be down. What boat goes through? Are there any boats through though?
Yeah, the Q2, that new liner.
American?
No, it's British.
Q2?
Oh, John.
What do you call it?
The Queen Elizabeth. That's the Queen Elizabeth II. They call it the Q2. They're having some of the bar functions on board. Bar functions, the American bar functions are being held on board.
Bar both ways, I understand.
I hope so.
Yes. That ought to be great. Great. Have you ever done a trip across the line?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I used to hate everything that had to do with salt water after spending so much time on it.
Of course you were
in the Navy, but afterwards, Martha finally got me to go on a couple of cruises, and hey, it was just great. There's this one that they run through the Mediterranean where you sail over, you get off, go across North Africa, get back on the boat, go over to Greece, spend 4 or 5 days in Greece, go to Italy, and then pick up the boat again in Nice. I have to go and tour in the Italian countryside and back out.
It's really nice, isn't it? Yeah. You step up well, and all that.
You don't have to worry about packing, unpacking on a large extent.
The main thing is to get on so that you're not getting tied in with a bunch of coups, though. I mean, if you have to sit at the same table with jackasses every night, it's terrible.
I don't have that problem. I'm just eating a sweet.
Oh, you mean you don't go out with any? That's right. I couldn't agree more. That's what I despise about cruises when I'm little. I get this, God, I get to sit with a bunch of
other people.
I wanted to check with you before you left. You won't be back for a week.
It's not quite 2 weeks, but it's close to it. 24th will be then.
With regard to where we stand, I'll be in California for the 19th. Our 20th, I guess. Is that it? Are we still doing that thing instead of 27th? Well, we'll come right back in there, I guess. Right? Then we'll come back. All right. And, have you talked to John about this
Cook.
The Matthias thing, the LSD papers? You know
I haven't. I haven't. I know
you and Mark. There's to be a meeting with Matthias the 8th. I don't know why you postponed it so long. With Marty and people from DOD, I guess that's it. State's not involved. To get into this, Matthias is playing a little cat and mouse game. Wouldn't see them before the 8th. Get into the background of how they got them from Ellsberg, what they are, and get them returned.
Well, the problem that we have on those is not that these are papers from the NSC, is that correct? You see, that's what I'm concerned about. These are papers, that's why state should be on them. These are papers that involve memorandums apparently that Rogers is supposed to read to the NSC or to me or somebody.
They are the Nixon papers. As far as I know, he has not described them.
Well, now, how do they get out of the NSC file? That's my point. And are we? That's the investigation that's got to be given the highest priority immediately now.
They don't necessarily speak out of the NSC file. It could be out of the defense file, out of the state file, or out of the NSC.
Sure. If Rogers sent papers to me, I'm not sure the defense would have them.
No, but they
state would. Fine. All right, state. That's my point. State's got to get in on it. Henry's, you got to check Lynn and this fellow Cook. What's his name? Is that his name?
Cook.
Cook. He was there, right? Is he one that had access to this stuff?
He had access to the Vietnam studies in the '69 at State. Yeah.
I don't think we really know what
we don't know what they are.
No, the only information I have is what apparently he told Mel Laird, and it was the fact that they were Mexican papers.
And that they came from Ellsberg.
Yes, Ellsberg. That's correct.
But that's all he will tell me.
Yeah, I say.
Well, in any event, when they say Nixon papers, or these papers, not apparently from me, or are they?
No, I understood.
I don't see how they because I've scared him within an inch of his life from the time he's been here. He's never got anything from me out of anything.
Well, I gather either two are from him, one or the other. And
they wouldn't be from me. They're not from me, John, because they're written from Henry. You know what I mean? The NSC, that's the way it's done.
I understood it as being during the Nixon administration.
Right.
That's as much information as I have.
Well, we'll know in a couple of days.
The 8th is a...
Makes good, but it indicates that Ellsberg's sources are contemporary.
I believe that.
And that the main point that I would like to get at when I've got... I think we have to get at the conspiracy angle here. Ellsberg is not a lone operator. Ellsberg is, and I don't know who's in it. Maybe Lynn is in it, maybe Cook is in it. I'm not speaking just to the New York Times. I understand they're going to do something about Sheehan, whatever his name is. But he's a party once removed. But we have got to get at the people who are conspirators in it, because that's one thing that we find the public supports. The public want the people. They want Ellsberg prosecuted, probably because of his... Because they understand that track. They may not want a newspaper. They may want a newspaper to publish it, but they don't want a guy to steal it. That's the general thing that I see from everything that I've been able to pick up here. I think if we could get it, it's the conspiracy thing. And now the other thing, John, I think we need cooperation from Hoover in terms of this has to be tried in the papers, in the newspaper, you understand? Let me say that there is I don't mean Ellsberg. Ellsberg now has already been indicted, has he? No.
Yes, he's under
been charged.
No, he's indicted. He's been indicted by a grand jury.
Yeah, I see. Indicted. Well, the point is that as far as the others are concerned, the way really to get the conspiracy out is to get it out through congressional sources, through newspapers and so forth and so on, and smoke them out that way. It's the only way we were able to crack the Hiss case and the Bentley case. In other words, and then we didn't have the cooperation of the government. They were fighting us, but we got that, well, got it out. And in this instance, these fellows have all put themselves above the law, and including apparently to a Freedom Henry staff. And by God, we've got to go after them, because there's just too much stuff in there now that I don't want another one of his boys to leak it out. That's why, John, you cannot assume that Henry Staff didn't do this. Now, I had Hagen here right now, and Hagen says he couldn't believe Lynn did anything. I says, well, goddammit, don't assume anything. Lynn has left, and now he's overworking for Richardson. I can't even question him. Did you do this? And I polyrite. I think we've got to do that to Lynn. I think you've got to do it to Cook. Because I think we've got to find out whether people currently in Jesus is still in the government. Now, Richardson isn't going to like it, but I don't know what else we can really do to get at this thing. The Ellsberg prosecution is, you've got a pretty good man on that, haven't you? Who's that?
Well, it's under Mardian's department, and we've got some of the better people working on folk by the name of Vincent. we've had a crew working over the weekend with DOD on this conspiracy concept.
So have you? Be put together. What kind of cooperation are you getting from them, John?
DOD?
Yeah.
Good.
No,
as far as we can tell.
Laird's gone, but Laird sat in here, as you recall, and said he had all this thing, and he thought it was a conspiracy and so forth, but they got a much bigger outfit working on this than Edgar Hoover had.
I know they have, but I want to tell you, Mr. President, after Mel Laird said that day, I had Buzzard over the next day, and they weren't even close to it. They had Cook and Ellsberg, those are the only two they had.
Yeah, they are, just bullets.
But there are, of course, these obvious leads that go back into the Halperns or the Larry Lynn or the rest of them, and that's what they've been working on over the weekend, and I'll have a briefing on that today.
John, would you like, do you think that it would be well to put maybe that isn't the place for it, maybe the place for it is up in the Committee of Congress. But I heard his spare cats go after it. What I'm getting at is that you've got the Ellsberg case. I'm not so interested and getting out and indicting people and then having our mouths shut. I'm more interested in, frankly, getting the story out. See the point? That's even on Ellsberg. I'm not so sure I like to do that. I mean, I want him to try convicted. He had to do him because he committed. But as long as we can,
Well, we have Ellsberg back into some of our domestic communists.
Have you?
Yes.
You really have?
Yep.
Domestic communists. Now, that's great.
And
that's
everything we need. We're putting the story together. He's been attended meetings out in Minnesota and testified for this communist lawyer in a trial out there, and we're putting all that together.
Is that as a result of Hoover or the Defense Department, do you think?
No, you mean the information?
Yeah.
It came out of a U.S. Marshal out in Minnesota who recognized the guy and recognized his background.
Great.
And had him under surveillance at one of these meetings.
Shouldn't somebody get us in? They keep the files on all those taps when we were on all those people who drove last night.
Halpern.
Because in light of this, some of that stuff may be a hell of a lot more meaningful than it was.
I've had them review.
There were a lot of conversations with Sheehan. To my record, I think there were. I may be wrong, but I sure think there were. I know that the greatest men, in light of current history, who's got the time to read it. Actually, never saw any of that stuff.
Well, some of
it
was out of the
gook
at the time, but it may.
Well, Bob is right. You never know what those taps mean until it relates to something. And they're being reviewed.
John, don't you think that we could get ourselves into a dilemma if Martian begins to develop evidence on this conspiracy and we want to go on a non-legal approach, either leaks or through the I-Corps committee? If it gets too far down the track, too much in the predominance, so to speak, in the development of this.
Well, it's my idea that we should only pick up the hard cases to try where we know we can get convicted.
John, what is your opinion on speaking of hard cases now? Are you, if you say that they're having a grand jury, did somebody tell me on Sheehan?
Well, we're running a grand jury in Boston, which doesn't necessarily relate to anybody. It relates to the overall case.
But now on Sheehan, let's talk about that. Is that smart? It's just being quite candid. Is it smart to go after Sheehan? My feeling off the top of my head is to convict that son of a bitch before a committee.
Sheehan.
My hearing button, here's the point. Let me say that. Let me recap my whole attitude and the whole thing. First, I mean, despite all the beating and so forth you've taken, you did it right. We've done exactly the right thing up to this point. You had to take that case to court. It had to go to the Supreme Court. And when you read those, when you read the opinions of even Scotty Rustin agreed, it gave them goddamn little comfort.
This is the general census in the newspapers now, which I think is right.
That's right.
And great.
But my point is, it had to be honest on the other end. On the next point, however, I think that having done that, and now we've got to continue to protect the security of these things, having in mind our own security, but recognizing that there is, in my view, I think there is, I don't say there, but there's very, it seems to me, pretty good evidence of a conspiracy. Do you feel there's a conspiracy?
Well, yes. I know there's a conspiracy because of the fact that our East Coast conspiracy people in Massachusetts are the ones that have been distributing the documents, which we will be able to develop. With respect to Ellsberg and the papers that Matthias has, obviously there's somebody else other than Ellsberg has taken them out of the government, and we may have some problems finding that guy, but hopefully we will be able to, that guy or guys. Let me put one other factor in here. I don't know whether you noticed it, but the statement that I put out with respect to the court decision said the court decision spoke for itself.
Yes.
But that it reserved all of our criminal approach. Now, what we have got going there is the post has fallen over and lay him dead. You know, they're talking to McCumber, they want to give him back those sensitive documents and everything else. And they want to give McCumber back all the sensitive documents. Now, the reason for this is, and I've just let it sit there, is that if we ever convicted the Post or Katie Graham, she'd lose all of her television and radio licenses. So I've just let this thing sit there and let them sweat. But I personally feel at this time it would be a mistake to start inviting newspapers. Now, what I have done is I've got these grand juries going so we can get all of this information and hold it, keep the investigation going, and then make our determinations as to who we want to indict and who we don't want to indict. We don't have to bring down an indictment out of the grand jury if we don't want to, so that we can put the mosaic together and then have another look at it and see where we're going to go. And I have, of course, a hold on everything, not to put out anything which won't out of the grand jury. There'll be no indictments, no bringing Sheehan before the grand jury or anything like that. Put the pieces together and see what we want.
I've got a scene of somebody in the Rose X here, just a little bit, and I want to see planning very briefly before I leave and walk out of here to the house on the way. I'll let you know, okay? Now, the other thing is that I think right now I feel that we're in an excellent position to go forward, letting the leaks and everything else out, which would indicate that these guys could be really set.
No, I quite agree.
I think the conspiracy side, that's why I think we have to go out. If you would tell Cooper to work even for that defense outfit, push Larry, or whoever it is, Buzzard.
I believe Buzzard
is close. Some of the bench get it done, so we want it done. I'm cutting off. I'm shocked and amazed when I find that this is good administration. So this classified names of Bondi, Aaron, and everything else. We're going to start getting out where are those names. I'm asking those names this morning. I know you asked what you want, but I want them on my list. Every former Danny Johnson administrator who's not in government, I want to stop that name. It's got to come to the press. I need a move. I was out for 8 years, I point out. I've never, they refused me. CIA briefings. What the hell is this? Well, we got a beautiful opportunity to come off.
This is fine.
That's right. But does this sound like a good name? We're going to keep this one step away from me. I don't know what's going on. You can't know something about this.
But I hope they won't be using Victor Lasky.
Lasky? You mean as a leader?
Yes.
As a leader of last resort. Nobody else will run it unless he will. Who will manage the grand jury while you're gone?
Marty, you can't find him. But, John, as I say, this is a fact-finding expedition to put together the mosaic and not to take any action at all without my approval.
Good. You know, an interesting thing is at that little fair at the archives, Berger said that we sat away with us. He said, you know, I said, I never thought the time would come. I could see judges of the Supreme Court stating this fair. It was really shocking. This guy said, so it was miserable for Bonds and part of the Jackson's.
Yes, he reviewed the whole thing for about an hour with me, and he is terribly upset.
Yeah.
I think that the judiciary...
It shows you the payoff, though. The Washington Post at the time, who had slobbered beautiful stories on Irvine, and that son of a bitch, and others. There'll be no more. Of course, I realize that was done on duty. But you know, he'd been living the decision in another way.
Probably would have. Irvine probably would have consolidated.
That's right. Well, enjoy your trip. We'll follow up then with Blair. In other words, play the game in a public thing. Take Mark Sheehan. We figure that it would not be Mars. What do you think?
I think we ought to see what the whole picture is. We know what Sheehan has done, but we don't know how deeply he was involved with Ellsberg.
Sheehan? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want him to testify, because if he did, he'd pass the immunity, and that would be the end of it.
Sure.
We can get the testimony out. We know.
You can never get Sheehan, except on the testimony with the on the proper meeting of the committee or on testimony of others. In other words, I didn't say you can't change your point and so on. Well, we have to do the case for somebody who received the stuff to do.
Well, I think a lot of people have been convicted, but our girl's already in the jury. We've used the girl who wasn't, but you know.
She, his wife, was one of them. She's got quite a police record, including shoplifting out here in Washington.
Well, Michael Barrett, she has no idea.
No, none of them have any immunity listed to grant.
We're trying to gather this information in
as
it's available for the president.
All right. Dick Moore has been working on some of this. He's got a lot of the background memorandum.
Well, he'll be right with it if you can. We want to hear you go to the county on this topic.
Yeah.
Also, have a great time.
I expect it.
From my head to the Queen, I will. I hope that you enjoy your experience.
I won't, but nevertheless, it's now the change of scenery up there, all right?
We'll be ready to see you when
Mark,
if we have anything big to do, I can announce we'll let you know. I'll be available.
That's the first.
Yeah, you're Rosalie.